This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Filmmakers Ken Burns and Lynn Novick interviewed a retired University of Oregon English professor about his time as a spy following World War II for their documentary, The Vietnam War. The series wrapped up last night on public television. George Wicks is 94 years old. He retired several years ago from the U of O, where he taught modern literature for 47 years. He's interviewed in the first hour of the Vietnam War documentary. In 1946, Wicks was part of a secret mission to the country which was then under French occupation.
Well, I was 22 years old when I landed in Vietnam. I was very lucky to get there, actually. I'd been trained by the Army. The Army sent me to Berkeley during the war to learn Vietnamese, as it's now called.
Wicks was part of the OSS, Office of Strategic Services, a precursor to the CIA.
I was recruited by OSS and trained as a cryptographer and then sent overseas to Southeast Asia. And at the war's end, I was in Rangoon waiting to jump into Thailand, which fortunately I never had to do, and met the commanding officer of a mission that was going to Saigon. And I asked if I could join the mission. I told him I'd learned the language. He said, yes, but can you speak French? And I said, yes, French is my first language. I spoke it before I spoke English. So he gave me a one-word test in French. What is the French word for street, he said. Rue is a difficult word for Americans to pronounce. And as soon as I'd spoken that word, he said, all right, you can go. He spoke faultless French himself, I must add.
Wick says he was in Vietnam before the U.S. had any overt involvement there. At that time, the Vietnamese were seeking independence from the French. Wick says he saw that the people of Vietnam were no longer willing to be ruled by another country.
In some of the letters I wrote home at the time, I predicted that the French could not take their country back if the whole population was going to rebel against them. And we tried to do the same thing after the French failed.
Wick says the OSS was in contact with Vietnamese independence leaders, including Ho Chi Minh. He says the French targeted his commander, Colonel Peter Dewey, and himself.
At one point, I learned that I'd had a price on my head. They confused me with my commanding officer, who'd been killed by then, by the Vietnamese, not by the French. But it was the French who put the price on my head. And they probably knew that I was having clandestine meetings with leaders of the Vietnamese independence movement.
Wick says Dewey was likely killed by mistake. He thinks the Vietnamese mistook him for a Frenchman.
I think all OSS people who were in Vietnam were sympathetic with the cause of independence. Mm-hmm. And yes, Dewey had good relations with the leaders that he met. I think it was simply a mistake, tragic mistake.
After his service in Vietnam with the OSS, Wicks came back to the United States and got his master's at Columbia and his doctorate at Berkeley with the GI Bill. He came to the University of Oregon in 1970.
Well, I love teaching. I love the academic life. I love everything about it. You know, I never had the slightest inclination to become a spy. I just happened, because of circumstances, to be gathering intelligence for the OSS, which was the only American representation in Southeast Asia at that time.
Wicks taught modern literature at the U of O. That's how I met him when I took a class on James Joyce in the early 1990s. What do you think is your great love in terms of the work that you've done?
I have loved my years at the U of O. I've been here since 1970. I still think Eugene is a great place to live. And I'm even a Duck fan, though I don't go to games.
While Wicks has been retired for many years, he's still active in academia. This January, he'll teach an insight seminar through the U of O Academic Extension on F. Scott Fitzgerald and Ernest Hemingway. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.